Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whenever and wherever you're joining us for this Sunday service. I'd like to welcome you here, and I'd like to welcome you with the verse that's on our prayer calendar for this Father's Day, and it's found in Deuteronomy 1, verse 31. There you saw how the Lord your God carried you, as a father carries a son, all the way you went until you reached this place. Let us bow for a word of prayer. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you with thankful hearts, thankful for life itself, for the gift of your creation, for the work we have to do on this earth, and the work we have been given to spread your truth of your salvation plan through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you we can come together freely and worship your holy name. We ask you to forgive us our sins and thank you for your unending mercy you show us if we confess our sins to you. We ask you, O Father, to be with the sick amongst us, give healing where you see fit, and in all things, let us be thankful and realize no matter what you've decided for each one of us, your holy name should be praised. Encourage and strengthen everyone in our congregation through your word, and keep us in that word daily. We thank you, Father, again for your mercy, patience, and love as you uphold and discipline us as your children. And Father, we thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus, at the cross, so all our sin can be washed away if we accept that fact personally. Send your Holy Spirit to bring your wisdom to us this day and be with us always in the name of your Son and our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, today is Father's Day, and since only men can be fathers, it is therefore also a day for all men, those with children, those who may have children in the future, and those who won't ever have children, but still can be a father figure to everyone else's children. These men just might call this day one of the most important days of the year, and they're probably right. Well, at least it falls as one of the top 171 days out of 365 days in the year. Anyways, we're going to celebrate Father's Day today, and a TV show that used to be on, Tim the Tool Man Taylor would have celebrated this day on his show Home Improvements by putting a 300 horsepower engine in a lawnmower or an 18 horse electric motor on a carburetor that could grind down a whole turkey in 4.8 seconds. Fathers should be celebrated. It's a position instituted by God, our Father. And regardless of your quality of fatherhood, in Deuteronomy 5, verse 16, the fifth of God's Ten Commandments clearly states, honor your father and mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Later on, in Deuteronomy 21, verses 18 through 21, and in Proverbs 30, verses 17, we are told what God thinks of children that dishonor, mock, and or are disobedient to their fathers and mothers. God's commandments are all to be taken seriously for our own good, and not to be wielded around loosely to push humans' agendas. So how does God want fathers to live? He wants us and all people to live by the fruits of the Spirit. In Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, they are all laid out for us. Verse 22 starts with, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control Against such things there is no law. That's how God wants us to live our lives. As fathers, we have to apply those fruits of the Spirit to leadership of our families, providing for our families, protecting them, encouraging them, disciplining in the family, and in sacrifice for our family. But we have to be careful. There are also warnings for fathers, how they deal with their children. And we'll go to Colossians 3, verse 20 and 21. And there it reads, "Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged." So, fathers have some work to do in this also. We have to do the best we can to build up our kids in order to keep them in God's hands and not to drive them away from God, the God of our salvation. In all the scripture that I looked through to prepare this opening, I didn't find one verse that said, give your children everything they want, or take them to every worldly event that comes up. But what I did find was what God wants us to do with our children. And that is to teach them the Word of God. And in Proverbs, it says, Proverbs 22, verse 6, "Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it." This training and teaching isn't a forcible grilling of your children for 12 hours a day, but daily conversations, gentle reminding, and encouraging them to find out for themselves what God has for them personally. God has a plan for each one of us, and we have to encourage our kids to find out what that plan is for them. In Deuteronomy 11, verses 18 and 21, this is what it says there. "Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates, so that your days and the days of your children may be many in the land that the Lord swore to give to your forefathers." These are the things that God wants all fathers and men to accomplish above all else. As fathers, we have to remember that we are children. We are our children's fathers, whether we are young or old, or whether we are alive or have passed on. We are our children's fathers forever. So let us leave a legacy of God-fearing people using God, our Heavenly Father, as a template, so that with God's might, through His Son Jesus Christ, and the help of the Holy Spirit, we can stand up before the nations and before God and declare these words like Joshua did in Joshua 24, verses 14 and 15. "Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods of your forefathers, worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in those lands that you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.